is the UR Business Network.
Welcome to the Medical Travel Show on the UR Business Network. This is Irving Stackpole, and I'm here today with my co-host, Elizabeth Ziemba.
Thank you, Irving. We have two wonderful guests with us today. First, we have Dr. Juan Pablo Naniaga, who is the Medical and Research Director of the Asian Eye Institute, which is located in Manila, Philippines. The Asian Eye Institute is a world-class eye care center, the only ambulatory health facility in the Philippines with international healthcare accreditation. Established in 2001, Asian Eye has served over 70,000 local and foreign patients. As medical and research director for the Institute, Dr. Naniaga is a leading expert in clinical care, as well as directing the innovative research in the sector. Welcome to the show, Doctor.
Good morning, Elizabeth. Good morning, Ernie.
Hello. And I'd also like to introduce, as our second guest, Dr. Patricia Manuel, who is the officer in charge of strategic operations for the clinics, operating room, facilities, and quality assurance at the Asian Eye Institute. Welcome, Dr. Patricia.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Our pleasure.
Well, thank you for joining us. I understand in preparing for this program that I learned that there's some connection between the Asian Eye Institute and Boston. Could you elaborate on that?
Yes. Our original doctors all came from, all trained in Harvard. They did their fellowships in retina, glaucoma, and it was Dr. Felipe Tolentino, a Filipino who was at that time practicing in Boston, who recruited the doctors that formed our first wave of doctors for Asian Eye Institute. This was way back in 2001.
Fascinating. And are there still active connections between Boston and Asian Eye Institute?
Well, it's mostly between our senior doctors and their colleagues in Boston and other parts of the world now.
Wonderful. So why do international patients travel to Asian Eye from other countries?
Well, for one thing, we have the latest technology, and this is an offshoot of our doing a lot of research. So we get cutting-edge equipment. We have newer intraocular lenses, which they can get in Asian Eye rather than traveling to locations that are less accessible to them or farther from where they are.
Also, I think our international patients appreciate the type of service that they receive here. I think they're very comfortable with the quality service and also the fact that we are internationally accredited. Mm-hmm. So I think that brings a lot of comfort to our international patients.
Certainly, the Institute is known for the excellence of its quality care. And when I was there visiting with you, I was most impressed that the International Patient Services has its own internal, if you will, accreditation process for the services that it offers to its patients, such as the transportation that is offered to clients to help assist them navigating the traffic in Manila. How did...
Yes.
Yes, a huge issue. How did the Asian Eye Institute develop these internal programs for quality control?
Well, actually, to expand a little bit first on the services for our international patients. So several years ago, we developed an international customer service So we have interpreters who are able to help our patients from different parts of the globe being able to communicate effectively with their doctors and our staff. So we offer interpreters for Japanese, for Chinese, Korean, and Indian languages. So that is a resource for our international patients. And then more recently, as you had mentioned, we started our concierge service, which is able to offer travel and hotel accommodations for our international patients for their convenience.
That's an impressive... Go ahead, please.
Yeah. Our international service, they have to go as far as the operating room because it will be difficult for a doctor to give instructions to someone who does not understand the language or does not understand English. So our international service are very important. Our international customer service are critical because they will translate the doctor's orders in the when the doctors are doing surgery.
That's
And then for our go ahead.
No, please, doctor.
And then for our quality management system, we have a very well-developed quality management system that's been refined over the years. So we are triple ISO certified, and as mentioned earlier, we are certified by Accreditation Canada International. Only one of three healthcare institutions here in the Philippines to be so accredited, and the only ambulatory eye care center to have international healthcare accreditation. And every process that we have here at Asian Eye Institute is documented so that if there's any deviation from the process, we can trace what in the process has not been followed, or if there's a part of the process that isn't working and we can change the process accordingly. So that's our assurance to our patients that we take the quality of our service very seriously.
Well, that's certainly an impressive process, and as one who believes in statistical process control, I can attest that that is indeed a very rigorous procedure, and your certifications bear that out. Elizabeth was talking earlier about your internal credentialing process, which says to me and should say to others that you as a provider not only look at the procedures you're performing as part of your responsibility, but that you look more broadly to the entire patient experience as something you attempt to manage and account for during the international patient visits.
Yes, thank you.
Is the what are the challenges that you face there as a local and international service provider in the Philippines?
Well, one of the challenges that we have is a lack of infrastructure for receiving medical travelers. It's not that critical for eye care because people who come for eye care are not sick, really. They may have poor vision, but they're still ambulatory. But for cases like hip replacement or heart valve replacement, we have to have the proper setup, starting from the airport to the hospitals to the hotels. And we've partly tried to address that with our concierge service. There are other issues that have come up, like portability of insurance, aftercare from procedures, not that critical for eye care because when we let go of the patients, all they have to do is probably put some eye drops. But for other subspecialties and subspecialties, that might pose a problem.
Right.
In terms of your international patients, how do they find you? In other words, how do they learn about the excellent clinical care that's being offered at the Asian Eye Institute?
We do have a website, and that's usually how they can contact us.
And then also, I think for Asian Eye Institute, a lot of our new patients actually come from referrals. So we find that once a patient has experienced the type and level of quality care that we are able to offer here, they often share those experiences with their friends and their families, and those become our new patients. Also, we are often on a healthcare show that is aired on an international cable channel, which is also a way that some patients find us.
Well, certainly having a satisfied customer is always the best way to get some more business. Just changing direction just a little bit, I know in our conversations in Manila, I was very impressed with the amount of research that's being done at the Institute, and you talked about some very innovative projects that you're undertaking. Would you like to share some of those projects with us?
Yes, we are doing some innovations in terms of the delivery of eye care. We're trying to utilize technology that will make it easier for patients to get the eye care that they need. So we have a diagnostic tool where it doesn't have to be a doctor or a health personnel who takes the a picture of a patient's eyes, and it addresses three conditions: glaucoma, cataract, and retinal problems like diabetic retinopathy. So if you're able to farm these out, then more people can go to our they're not really clinics, they're collection centers, so the patients can go there. And they're screened. If something looks abnormal, we can send it through the internet to one of our doctors who can right there and then decide that yes, he should seek for he should seek further consultation. We multiply our capabilities through technology.
Sounds like that's a fantastic way to be able to reach the large population of the Philippines, many of whom live outside of Metro Manila on the more than 7,000 islands that make up the country, as well as to being able to create some jobs for people or offer these services that don't necessarily have to be delivered by licensed medical personnel. It's similar to what's happening in the United States and other areas where services are being offered at pharmacy sites in the United States where people can go for their vaccines or to have their blood pressures checked and so on. It sounds like this is a marvelous way to be able to identify people who have eye problems and to find those people before the problems get too serious.
Can I ask a question about how you do that, Doctors Manuel and Nanyega? Do you use telehealth? Are there images transmitted over the internet, or do you have individuals who go to screening centers and actually do physical exams and then use more traditional communications tools to send information about the results of those exams?
We have technology that takes pictures of the eye, and the pictures are taken by a technician. It doesn't have to be a health person. And the machine itself will tell you if there's something that looks abnormal. So, for example, if it's the cupping that you have in your optic disc, it measures it. If there are abnormal findings in the retina, the machine says this is abnormal. You better a higher level of consultation, and the technician can send the pictures to our ophthalmologist, who can then decide whether it's a cataract case, it's a glaucoma case, or it's a retina problem.
Yes, so the information is sent via the cloud to a reading center, as Dr. Nanyaga said, where an ophthalmologist will then give an official reading for further recommendation for follow-up if it is needed.
Fascinating.
So it's a form of telehealth or tele-ophthalmology.
Uh-huh.
What plans does the Asian Eye Institute have in the near future? Do you have plans for expansion of services, of facilities, new types of services, clinical services? What does the future look like for the organization?
Well, the coming year will be exciting because we have what they call the ASEAN harmonization, where there will be free exchange of goods and services among the ASEAN countries. So there will be opportunities and challenges. So we take our opportunities as they come. Sometimes things come that we did not plan for, but we have to take that opportunity. So the general direction is to expand outward. But as to what kind and where, we'll also be influenced by the offers that come our way.
And then also from a market perspective, I think in our first 14 years of operation, we've done a great job serving the premium market here in the Philippines. But it's always been the goal of our founders that Asian Eye bring quality healthcare to all Filipinos. And just this year, we've made significant inroads in that direction. We recently launched our new brand, which is EyeSite, EYESITE. And this brand specifically targets the middle market by offering quality eye care at an affordable cost. So, as this year progresses and in the next 5 years, we hope to grow this EyeSite brand so that we can offer the same quality care at a more affordable cost to more Filipinos.
And that certainly mirrors the goal of the government overall to deliver universal health care for all Filipinos. So it's wonderful that the quality of not only clinical care, but patient services can be offered to many more people in the country.
This is all. Go ahead, please.
With our middle market brand and in combination with the universal health care coverage of the Philippines, our patients only have to spend a little more extra on top of what's covered by the national health insurance for cataract surgery. So it makes it much more affordable.
And we're also still looking at the market of the population that comprises the poorest of the poor families. And we're hopefully going to be able to come up with a package for them, still emphasizing quality, but trying to keep our costs down. Maybe this is the business side of things, economies of scale and all that, or we can negotiate with suppliers to give us a better price for the lowest quintile of our population.
This is all very inspirational and gives me great hope that the kind of leadership that Asian Eye Institute has demonstrated can indeed reach to even greater levels, not only within the Philippines, but beyond. So how, if anybody in our audience wanted to make contact with you, Dr. Manuel, or you, Dr. Nanyega, how would they do that? What's the best way to be in touch?
Sure. There's always our website, which always has great information, and there is a way for patients to ask questions or leave comments. The website is www.asianeyeinstitute.com. Also, we have outlets in social media. We have Facebook pages as well as Twitter and also Instagram. So any of these ways are great ways to keep in touch and to be in touch with us. We can also provide our personal emails for you.
And what would those be? Would you like
for
to?
For myself, it's pdmanuel@asianeyeinstitute.com. And for Dr. Nanyaga?
It's jrnanagas@asianeyeinstitute.com.
I'd like to thank both of you very much for joining us today for this marvelous conversation, and I'm delighted to share to our listeners the success of the quality of the clinical care as well as the patient services that so impressed me while I had the honor of being in Manila. I would like to thank both of you for joining us, and we look forward to continuing the conversation to learn about the future success of the Asian Eye Institute.
And thank you, Elizabeth. This is Irving Stackpole. You've been listening to The Medical Travel Show on the UR Business Network. Thanks for listening.
Broadcasting from Woburn, Mass. This is the UR Business Network.